Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bip Roberts. Batting second. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The DH, David Justice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Matt Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bartolo Colon. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Durham hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts misplays the ball. That's an error on Roberts. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ventura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Roberts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Giles hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cameron hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ordonez strikes out. 1 out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Carcoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Justice hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts misplays the ball. That's an error on Roberts. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Giles. Durham reaches second base with a double. Guillen moves to third. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Guillen scores. Durham moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Grissom moves to second. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grissom moves to third. Vizquel moves to second. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grissom scores. Vizquel moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vizquel scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Giles moves to third. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome strikes out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Justice is 0 for 1 in the game. Justice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Giles scores. Ramirez moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Ordonez reaches second base with a double. Cameron moves to third. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Carcoviche strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colon fields it and has Cameron trapped. Colon throws to third, and Williams tags Cameron for the out. Ordonez moves to third. Guillen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ordonez scores. Guillen scores. There goes Durham trying to get to second. Giles throws the ball into Williams, who relays the ball to Vizquel, who tags Durham for the out. It's 5-3, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Grissom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Grissom moves to second. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Roberts hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Giles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grissom scores. Vizquel moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Ramirez. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ventura moves to third. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Indians. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grissom is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Grissom hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Indians. Chuck McElroy now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Vizquel hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Roberts is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Roberts hits a line drive towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Albi Lopez now pitching. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. Carcoviche hits a line drive beyond third. Williams can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ozzy Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Guillen moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Giles strikes out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ramirez strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Thome is 0-for-3 in the game. Thome takes first base on ball 4. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Justice is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Martinez goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Alvin Mormon now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ventura hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Michael Jackson now pitching. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Al Levine now pitching. Matt Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-6, Indians. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Tony Castillo now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Fernandez now playing second base. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ordonez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ordonez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-7, Indians. Greg Norton pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Norton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Durham strikes out. 2 outs. Lyle Mouton pinch hits for Dave Martinez. Jose Mesa now pitching. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Mario Valdez now playing first base. Robert McArdo now catching. Tony Fernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Valdez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fernandez for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cameron strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.